Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Welcome back, everyone, to Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, as always, back for season 4, opener. This is technically episode 2 because I did drop a Father's Day episode last month. I wanted it to be episode 0, but, you know, technical difficulties. This is episode 2 now. But I'll be uploading every week from now on, and I have a special guest today.
It's your boy, Young Student Loans, back at it again.
Yes, welcome back, Young Student Loans. He was on an episode last season. Do you remember what it was called? I should have prepared this.
No,
I don't remember. Me either, but I will link it in the description. We kind of talked about polyamory a little bit. Yeah. I remember talking about Will and Jada. A bunch of random shit. It was fun. But today we're going to be talking about dating apps.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking an artist that I have been really excited about lately. Her name is Genevieve. The song we're going to be talking about is Baby Powder. She dropped it last year, March 2020, and just kind of has been dropping singles here and there, a few. I know she's working on an album, but very, like, mysterious, you know, that whole mysterious vibe where you're dropping a bop, like a fucking major bop, and then just, like, disappear and then drop another one, drop a music video. Love building up. I like it. I like the marketing. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
This time, no. I wanted to be surprised on air.
Okay. It's a fucking vibe. It's so good. It's super vibey, a little funky, neo-soul-y. It's really good. I like it. So dating apps and Genevieve. Let's play a clip of this song before we get into anything else.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think?
That's a vibe.
You like
sure.
it? It's good, right? Yeah, she actually dropped a song called Medallion right before that, which is actually really fucking good too. I still kind of like those two songs better than, I think she's dropped two singles since then.
Mm-hmm.
These first two, especially Baby Powder, are my favorite though. But yeah, it's basically about just, and the reason I picked this song for this episode about dating apps is because it's about kind of feeling a way about someone and then realizing that they're fucking fake and it just turns everything dry as fuck. Like, they made you high and then now they got you dry. Like, fuck you. Like, I don't like you no more.
No, man.
Basically, I think anyone can relate to that, especially on dating apps. I'm sure it's hard. I can't even speak for everybody because I am not a very big dating app user.
Yeah.
But when I did use it one time, I met up with one dude. He ended up being a little loony. Like, we met up, had a chill time. And honestly, it reminds me of, like, 500 Days of Summer, where, like, he kind of just got hooked on me because we had the same music taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like where like a dude has never met a girl with like good music taste and he thinks you're just like, puts you on a pedestal, you know?
What was the song that got him?
I don't even remember. Like, honestly, I don't. It was like 5-6 years ago. Like, okay. And I never went back to dating apps because I ghosted him after that because I was just over it. I'm a ghoster. I've mentioned this before. I am a ghoster. I'm a big ghoster. I know that's a little toxic, but I just feel like if we've only hung out like once, I don't really owe you anything. Is that fucked up? How do you feel about ghosting?
I don't know. Like, I've never been particularly like a ghoster but I feel like you don't owe anyone anything when it comes to like hookups, but I feel like everyone's expectation always changes. Like everyone has very different expectations.
Yeah. And like, I feel like some people think it's common courtesy. For me, I was like, you're a random human. I met you one time. Yeah. You should get the hint. Like, yeah. I think you should get the hint. Like if you are normal, take a hint. If they don't reply, they don't want you. That's it. Stop bothering them.
Yeah.
And like, also I have like anxiety, like social anxiety. So like if a dude's just like blowing me up and I don't want to talk to him, it makes it worse. I like will block them, whatever it is. But he literally hit me up like 6 months later and was like, you missed out. Like I got free tickets to Coachella and I would have brought you and it would have been a great time, but you fucked it up. I was like, what the fuck? I literally forgot about you, bro. What the fuck? So that's my experience. I mean, dating apps. And it's like fun because you meet someone at first and then like they turn crazy. I hate the thing about
when you meet up with someone, whether it's dating apps or whatever, and you meet like one time and in their mind y'all are dating.
And
like that's why I got PTS from the term dating. I would say we are hanging out.
People don't know how to date anymore.
I mean, it's a wild world out there.
Yeah, I don't know. My mom even always would tell me like, oh, you need to like date, like blah, blah, blah. Cause I'm very much a person that's like, I'm just single and then I meet someone I like and then we're together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a good thing either. I'm not saying it is or isn't, but she was like,
habitually monogamous.
Maybe. Oh, is that the term for
it? That is people who are just habitually monogamous.
Like you go like space. Like
yeah, I've definitely hung out with like girls before. And they'd be like, yo, I'm just kind of vibing right now. But unfortunately, like, you know, I'm habitually monogamous. So, like, I probably always wind up in a relationship. And they, like, talk about those things, like, while we're, like, hanging out. I'm just like, well, all right. Well,
so there's, like, serial monogamous. That's, like, where you're, like, back-to-back. And then mm-hmm. habitually is, like, where you go, like,
just
spaces in between. Where you're, like, I'm single for a minute. And then I'm just, like.
Or just, like, it will always end up at monogamy. Like, they will try something new. Try
God not, damn it. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, I don't know, like, yeah, I've definitely met people who be like, oh, yeah, like, poly doesn't bother me. I'm open. I'm trying to do things. And then it's like, actually, I kind of want to like, turn this into something.
Like, I feel like that's exactly what I would do. Like, if I was ever single again, I'd be like, I'm down to, like, explore. And then I just fucking fall in love. But it's not like I fall in love with anyone. But it's like, if I don't like you immediately, I'll ghost you.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on to somebody. And then I'm obsessed. And I'm like, yes, relationship. And then it's like 4 years later.
Be mine forever.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard to think everyone has their own dating styles. But like the song Baby Powder, it's very easy to be turned off by someone once you meet them and like their true colors show. For this song specifically, she gets turned off because he's like a fucking liar. So she catches him just like being fake and hiding secrets. And like for her, the vibe I get is that she has like very hard boundaries. And she's just like, I don't got no time to play with these red flags, like one flag and I'm fucking out. Like you grossed me out. I aspire to be this way. I think everyone should be this way. How are you with red flags?
I don't know. Like it's weird. Like I think what are my red flags are sometimes things people are looking for, like in monogamous relationships. And like, I don't know, like I feel like normal red flags, like someone being chaotic or being like a Scorpio.
Scorpio? Do you discriminate just based on Scorpio?
No, it's because the thing is, like, I'm an Aquarius, and Aquarius and Scorpios are never supposed to like get along because they're supposed to be so. Because like Aquarius is supposed to be like attached to multiple things, but about passion, but also be like non-emotional. While Scorpios are very much like one thing, lots of passion, and they need that and are very emotional. Oh,
I do remember talking about that on that last episode that you were on, and yeah, I feel that. I think For Virgos, it's Gemini. That's like the mortal enemy. Yeah. Like, it's not going to work out type thing.
Yeah.
Like, so that's Aquarius and
Scorpios. And you like the main thing we link on is just sex. Like, that's the only thing we link on. And the thing is, like, I'm attracted towards the chaos. I see the chaos happening.
So then is it easier for you to like dismiss red flags kind of?
No. I mean, I walk towards that. Like, I see it. That's what I'm saying. Those are not red flags for me. Those are just things like I'm intrigued by.
Like, it's a red flag, but it's like a cute red flag.
I don't know. Red flags for me are like people who habitually like being attached to people, codependency, things like that. Or people who have like a detailed list of like explicit expectations. Because then like a lot of their relationships seem like job interviews and things like that, and it doesn't really come off as organic. Those are like a lot of red flags. I mean, I could talk about those are like levels of personality red flags. There's also like the catfishing red flags where someone's trying to like hide what they really look like with ambiguous photos, a lot of filters.
Oh, like physically.
Physically, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Physically. Yeah, it's hard. There's literally people that just like only post pictures with filters.
Yes.
And it's so hard to like not want to post a picture.
Man.
With a filter. Like without a filter.
Yeah.
But like you have to. Like for me, I kind of like, I won't post a picture on like my main grid on Instagram, like with a filter on.
Yeah.
But like on my stories, it's like fair game. But that's like my balance for me. Because some people, like, literally, like, their grid, like, you don't literally know what they look like at all. Yes. And that's kind of scary because some of these filters are, like, really, like, not natural looking, but, like, you can't tell it's a filter.
Yeah. I have, man, on my IG story, I posted one time, hey, if you ever send me a picture, please don't send it with a filter. I'd rather see what you look like.
Exactly.
So many people got upset.
Really?
Yeah. Because a lot of people like, I send you pictures all the time with filters. And I was like, because, like, I think people... What I kind of had to understand is like the same thing telling like a girl not to wear makeup would be like, oh, you look cute.
Oh,
and
like first date, we going swimming type vibes.
No.
We've all heard that. No, I feel you though. Cause yeah, like if you've never met them in person, then like don't be sending me no pictures with a filter.
Yeah. But I mean, I had to understand, respect someone's agency. Like if you choose to use a filter, you have an idea about yourself. If you choose to wear makeup, I completely understand. For me personally, don't have to impress me. I want to see you naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. Everyone's different, but I definitely agree. Like, you should have some pictures on your social or, like, especially on a dating app of you without a filter.
What are your red flags? Not just for dating apps, but,
red flags.
I feel like just before the modern times, just because a lot of times I've ended up hooking up or hanging out with people have been through IG. So I kind of view IG as, like,
his
own dating app. So, like, what are your red flags from IG to dating apps?
Bios, I guess, sometimes, which I think sometimes it's, like, easier to spot, like, a fucking bio that you hate on, like, a dating app. Because I feel like they let you type, like, a paragraph versus, like, on Instagram, it's, like, a little short thing. But, or, like, profile pictures. Like, if it's a dude with, like, a fucking fish, like, fishing or hunting or, like, all that. Like the camo, like I like camo, but not like if you're hunting. I like camo for aesthetics, not for like actually what it's supposed to be for. So that's a huge red flag for me. Dudes that like make anything like physical about themselves, like a personality trait.
Yeah.
Like this beard connects and it's come ride my face. This beard. I'm 6 foot. Like 6 foot over here. Or like, I'm so buff. Like, if you make anything physically about yourself, like, your main thing that you're trying to catch people with, it grosses me out. I'm like, you're fucking weird. I could not. Yeah. I could go on.
Oh, those
people that are into 5Ks. Personally, just because that doesn't match my lifestyle.
Yeah.
Anything that doesn't agree with my lifestyle is a red flag for me. Just because I'm like, you could find someone else. And there's dudes that try to make it work and are like, well, I mean, it could still work. Or, like, I could, like, teach you. And I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to learn that. That's not me.
I feel like that's a lot of the issues, like, at least monogamous dating is just, like, instead of people just kind of finding what they like, they would kind of get some of the things and be like, oh, I can learn or whatever and try to.
Yeah.
And then they end up wasting a lot of time and being, like, very unhappy or holding resentment. And
yeah, because, like, you feel like they changed you or you can't be yourself without, like, ruining things. But, like, that's why, like, some dating apps are, like, hard because you're trying really hard to like appeal to someone.
Yeah.
Versus like Instagram could still be like a dating app, but it's like you could just kind of be yourself. And if somebody finds your profile and they like it, it's more organic, I guess. Like even just, I remember like having to type out my bio when I did have Tinder. I was like, everything I could think of sounds so fucking corny.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say?
I hate bios.
It's so awkward. Like, even if you have something quirky, it's like you have to sit there and think of something quirky. Like, then I just picture you sitting there trying to think of something quirky and being like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. The bio thing's weird because depending on what you type, it attracts certain people. Because, well, one is like a two-stage thing. Most people are just swiping, going through pictures. So if they don't, if they're not even interested in your picture, they won't even read the bio. But then if they're interested in your aesthetic, then they try to read the bio. Or they might not even care. Some people don't even care.
Oh, yeah. There's guys or, like, girls that will just see, like, a picture of something they like and not even care what that says. Like, they're just down for you physically.
Yeah. I've had to deal with that before. Someone just swiped and I'd be, like, talking to them. Like, oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Polly. They'd be like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. In the bio. Like, that's
you didn't fucking read?
I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
The ingredients? Like, what?
I mean, that's why, like, certain dating apps have tried to, like, change how you match. Because, like, as I'm bringing up, like, app, like, Hinge's whole thing is that, like, instead of just kind of vaguely choosing that you like someone's profile, you like a particular thing, like a quote or a picture of the person, or which particular picture.
Oh.
So there's, like, context. So, like, if you have, like, five pictures and one of them is you on a boat doing something goofy and they like that, you know the context of what made them
okay like that's a good explanation, because I was actually trying to like go through like what's the difference between like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, so I guess we could kind of talk about that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We'll start with Hinge. So I was kind of confused because it was just saying it's basically just like you upload whatever and then someone can like you based on all these things. But it didn't really like specify that it's like you can like specific things so the person knows exactly what it is you like about them. So that's basically what it is. But it seems kind of like a social media platform.
You know what makes Hinge wild and how I first heard about Hinge? And I won't snitch on a person. But there was a girl. That was a homie, and she had a particular interest in a type of male that she liked. Let's hypothetically say it was by race. Let's say this particular Asian man or whatever. She's like, oh yeah, you can just put down the category of only find people who identify as like being Asian or like whatever. And I was like,
you could do that?
Yeah. And I was like, what? I was like,
what?
An app allows you to do that? She was like, yeah, completely. You could do that. Like, what's wrong with that? Everyone has their preference. I was like, it just sounds wild to like.
Yeah, then like kind of borders like, not preference, but like racial kind of shit. Yeah, that's weird.
I was just like, yeah, you can meet like all types of people and.
You just specifically don't like a certain color.
Yeah, and I was like, I feel like that doesn't allow you to potentially meet other people. And she was like, oh, I didn't see it that way. And I was like, that's a mealy. the person was also white, so of course,
yeah,
they might not have saw it that way. But yeah, and then she was like, "You should get on Hinge. I think it would work perfectly for you." I don't know why I'm doing this worse for her because she sounds nothing.
Yeah,
like
you got to differentiate. But yeah, the the article I was reading about like the differences. Basically, at the end, it was like, yeah, so Hinge takes the win for the best dating app compared to Tinder and Bumble.
I mean, for Hinge to kind of figure out what someone likes about you, it definitely is better. Because let's say you write something, because you can do like a thing where you make it'll ask you a question saying, if you had to go out with someone, what would be the thing that you do at a party with them or something like that? And I think for me, I think I chose that question. I think my answer was go to a party and we give people different names that aren't our real names to just see where the night goes.
Okay.
That's something that'd be fun and interesting.
So then that just shows on your profile?
Yeah, as like a thing. So if someone likes that, that's the thing that intrigued them about you.
Yeah.
So you can at least understand
that. Okay, I like that. Yeah, so I guess the difference between like that and then like Tinder and Bumble. So Tinder is, I feel like, the standard one that like everyone goes to, like beginner, like starting stage. Like that's what I tried out. Swipe. And that one's just like you swipe based on like the bio and the picture. And then if they also like you, then it's like a match and then you could just reach out to each other.
Yeah.
Versus Bumble, it's kind of same thing, but it's the girl that has to make the first move within 24 hours or the match disappears. And then the dude has 24 hours to respond or the match disappears.
Mm.
And I heard that it was like basically to prevent ghosting.
Is that the reason?
That's what the article that I like read about it. I read one article, so it could be false.
Oh.
I mean, I think it's kind of just pressure you to just, it's basically to like probably increase the chances of meeting someone. Cause if you're not responding, it's like, you're not even going to meet up or talk.
I would say I am the worst at matching people historically on Tinder and then messaging them immediately afterwards. There's definitely people I've matched like months ago and I've not said messages
to them. I don't know. It's different, I guess, because also, okay, there's so many things I want to say, but then it like relates to like some of these submitted stories. So I asked everyone on my Instagram to send me stories about their experiences on dating apps.
Yeah.
And based on those, I guess we'll get into some. But about the song, I kind of just wanted to talk about another thing, because there's like so many quotes you see that like girls post online, you know. And I want to get your opinion on it to see, like, what you think, right?
Hit me.
You know, have you ever heard girls talk about, and, like, the lyric that the reason I'm bringing this up is she says, basically, first thing, she's like, "I'm going to tell you the truth, not like these girls on the loose. I'll put up with you, babe. There's some things I won't take. Baby, don't feed me false. Yeah, that turns me off. If I ask, would you say, want to be the last girl up in your place?" Basically, just talking about, you know, first line. I know some girls out here won't tell you shit, but I'm gonna tell you shit. So the whole like quote that goes around all the time is like, if a dude can't handle you like putting your foot down or having standards, he's gonna move on to a weaker bitch, quote unquote. Have you seen that or anything?
I've seen some quotations.
Yeah, variations of that, right?
Verbiage.
How do you feel about that? Do you agree with that? Or like partners in general, like not even women, but just like in general, like do you think men like move on from these women because they're too hard to handle, quote unquote? Or is that just something that girls say to make themselves feel better?
I feel like it's both sometimes. It's definitely if you have like strong personality and you don't want to ever take criticism from someone, it's definitely those type of people choose to avoid criticism, so it's easier because they just let you do whatever you want to do.
It's like an ego thing.
Yeah, ego thing, but also just be how you like your relationships kind of thing. Like whether it's right or wrong, that could just be what that person likes.
Oh yeah.
And that's why always like the weird thing, because there's also like not to deal with like power dynamics between men and women all the time, but there's also like women who like dudes who are making a decision for them, like that is like their thing that they like. And whether or not I agree with whether or not that should be, it's their preference.
Yeah, that's preference for sure. I agree. And like there's like screenshots I've seen of like dudes on like Reddit and shit like that, you know, the toxic areas
dudes
of the town.
Don't go to Reddit.
Yeah. Talking about how like, oh, you don't want to like deal with a woman that is too opinionated, like blah, blah, blah. Like if she ever just like retaliates to anything that you say, drop her. She's gonna be a problem, fellas. Like, yes. She's too alpha. And that's crazy because that's people's preference. And, like, there's women that fall into that. It's fucking weird. Yeah. But I guess that's, like, the cool thing about having all these different dating apps. I don't know. Because I feel like people could still lie. It's scary. But
I mean, people are out here lying constantly.
Yeah, it's scary. Like, physically, like, getting catfished. Or just, like, personality-wise. Or, like, oh, my God. I've had, like, a dude that basically... He knew he liked me, so he kind of, and this is just my theory. It's not like I could prove it.
Hit me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
But he just, like, liked very fucking specific things that he knew that I liked. And it was all things that were on social media, on my social media, that he easily could have looked up to, like, try to, like, make it seem like we're compatible. Like, very fucking specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buying a shirt of, like, a movie that I said I liked. And, like, posting a romantic quote about it and be like, it's like, what? That's too fucking weird. And just shit like that. Or, like, buying me something. And then I'm like, this is weird. And we're, like, weren't even together. Like, we're, like, barely dating. It's scary. Yeah. People could stalk your shit and just fake their whole personality to try to, like, be compatible with you.
Yeah. It's true. It happens a lot. I have to always kind of shift through that. Because there's definitely people... Very much through IG, who would just kind of make it seem like they're down for whatever, or think they know me, but just be like, oh yeah, I think that's cool, I completely understand, yeah, all this other stuff. But then, in reality, they really are just trying to compromise or change things to, like, get their foot in the door, and they think once they get their foot in the door, then I can get whatever I want, and that's the stuff that usually keeps me paranoid to keep people, like, at a distance, just because I've been in those scenarios.
Yeah.
So much.
Because if someone's really good at being manipulative, they could.
Yeah.
They could get you. It happens. Yeah. And I feel like mostly for men, like, it's kind of a red flag. Men that overly try to be like, I'm a feminist. I support women. Like, if they're overly like that, I'm just kind of wary. Because I feel like you're fucking lying. And then.
Because they are.
And, like, second of all, like, even, like, if, like, oh, as long as he says the right things around me.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens if it's serious and you end up living together, you end up having kids, now you're at the dinner table and it's constant arguments because this is serious now. Like, you can't just, like, pretend, you know? Like, I've gone into it with, like, family members, like, people close to me because we don't see eye to eye, like, politically or, like, whatever it is. And, like, it's not a joke. Like, find someone that you, like, your ideals align politically, because if it gets serious... It's going to bother you. It's going to be a fucking constant fight that, like, I'm not trying to deal with that.
I mean, just politically, like, there's a lot of cultural things that I think.
Yeah. People take and, like, a lot of times that blurs, like, culture and politics. Yeah. So it's, like, many things like that. So be careful. Be careful. Because men will fucking lie. Well, women too.
Everybody will lie.
Yeah, everyone will lie. All right. So that's pretty much, like, the... gist of, like, the song that I wanted to talk about, but everyone go check out Genevieve, all her music. She's really fucking dope. Yeah. Baby Powder and Medallion are, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
And now I got some submitted stories.
Ooh.
All right. So somebody said, I matched with the guy on Tinder and he was really hot and we had a lot in common, so I was excited.
Ooh.
We hung out a couple times. Everything was going well, so I asked for his Insta, but he said he wasn't on social media.
That's what they be saying.
Which was kind of sus, but I just ended up letting it go, thinking maybe I just scored.
Boom.
But nope. I showed my homegirl a pic of him and she instantly recognized him from some wedding pictures from someone she followed on Insta.
Oh, no.
Turned out he definitely had social media and he had a girlfriend of 7 years. I called him out and he literally just blocked me. Been working up the courage to tell his girlfriend. Getting mixed advice on what to do, so we'll see.
Don't do that.
Oh, I've heard too many stories of shit like this where, like, first of all, the dude that, like, I don't have social media. First of all, it's a dream. It's a dream. Everybody wants a significant other that doesn't have social media. But it's, like, a fantasy.
Yeah.
They got social media. They fucking lying.
Yeah.
They lying, right? Like, yeah. I don't fucking know nobody that doesn't have social media. And every time I hear about a dude that doesn't have social media, it ends up being that he's married or some fucking weird shit like that.
Not to, like, go too far from a tangent connected to this, but for me, just because, like, I know I'm a particular person. I have a particular lifestyle and all different types of things. Like, things I like. So it's easier for me if I match someone through a dating app to be like, here's my IG. Look at my IG.
So you know what's up.
See all the things.
Because
if we don't like those things, then we're probably not going to click type thing. And then other people be like, oh, I actually don't have an Instagram. I've gotten that before. And I was like, what? How do you communicate with people then? Through text, on a phone, through a phone number.
Yeah, it's pros and cons because it's like they don't have social. So that's cool because then it's like less like temptation and worrying about them like cheating, I guess, online, even though there's still such thing as cheating in the real world.
If someone's going to cheat,
they're going to cheat. Yeah, I feel that. I think it's just a comforting thing of like thinking it's one less thing to worry about more than anything.
I had to get over that. You know what's crazy? I think I mentioned this last time. Like, I used to, you asked me, have I ever been jealous? And I was just like, I can't think of being jealous. But when I listened to the podcast, I was like, yeah, I definitely used to have like insecurities about stuff. But then I kind of got over it because I had to realize like, if someone wants to do something, they want to do it. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stop them. Mm-hmm. It can hurt, whatever, but.
And that's honestly the most comforting thing you can do. Like, the best thing you can do for your insecurities and jealousy is to just, like your paranoia is just realize, like, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Like, there's nothing you could do. Like, the more overbearing you are about it, like, the more sneaky they're going to have to be about it.
Yeah.
It's like you're literally pushing them to be more sneaky. At least if you're, like, chill about it, like they'll do it and you'll probably find out about it because they're probably gonna slip up about it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Ooh, that's scary. You said don't do it. You said don't tell your girlfriend.
I guess it's kind of split and people may listen to this, be like, of course a guy will listen and be like,
yeah,
don't do it. But no, because there's a couple levels of things here. One, they could have whatever arrangement they have that may not be explicit to people. Or whatever. Like, they could have arrangement where she's like, you can do whatever you want to do. Don't let me find it.
Lied about having social media.
I mean, that's a lie. But does that justify
going? Well, then he's probably lying about, like, why not just be forward?
No, that's the truth. People are very weird about their secrets, about their lifestyles in the dark.
Because then it's like you're trying to trick this person into thinking it may turn into something serious, but probably not if you're married.
No, I mean, no, that's shitty on him if that's, like, the expectation. Unfortunately, there's not enough context on whether or not they even made it that far. Like, if because assumption is, do you assume everyone you match on a dating app is there for a relationship? Not you, but
That's a thing, too, because people look at Tinder specifically as, like, the app that's more geared towards, like, casual thing versus, like, maybe Bumble. Because that one's, like, more, like, women take the lead. But you never know, because I know people that have got married and they met on Tinder.
Yeah.
So I don't. It's different for everyone, but I think the expectation, it depends. People literally just go on there to try to find someone to fuck.
I mean, but going back to what you said, that you've ghosted people in the past because you met them once and you felt they're not entitled for you to message them back. Do you feel someone's entitled to know everything about you if you have never even met them before?
No, I agree. Like, I would probably tell someone I don't have social media if my thing was, like, I don't want them to judge me based on my social media.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're telling them you don't have social media and then it turns out I do and I am
not defending this guy.
We're just exploring the different. Yeah. So, like, I think this dude has more malicious intent. I think he's a fucking cheater. And that's just on there trying to find bitches to fuck.
Yeah. But I mean, like, but I guess the real course of action is by messaging that person, are you doing it because you're actually trying to help them or inform them on something that can be their safety? Or are you doing it just for yourself because you want to get back at them?
I think definitely usually when girls do this, it comes from a place of like sisterhood, you know? Like, well, I would want to know if it was my man on social media fucking meeting up with these girls. I would want to know. So I think it comes more from, like, a place of karma, usually, when girls are, like, should I reach out? Because then it's, like, if I don't, that's karma for me. And in the future, someone's not going to have my back.
I mean, no, I could see it that way. But I think that's always the thing about, like, is what you're doing for the other person is selfish. Actually, it's the episode of Grown-ish, the last episode of Grown-ish. I'm not sure if you watched that show at all.
I have not.
It does. It's like a spinoff of Blackish. Anyway, in like this episode, the main character, who's a horrible person, like a horrible shitty. That's her whole character. Anyway, the person she's like dating now, she cheated. She's a person who's been chasing her for a while, and they're in their senior year of college. Anyway, one time she got him like alone in her place, and he was like, "I got a girlfriend," and she was just like, "Well, she ain't here right now." And then they ended up like hooking up, and then later on, he ended up breaking up with his partner, saying like. He's just not into it, and he didn't specifically mention the fact that like they hooked up to her because he wasn't trying to call a problem in his mind.
Yeah.
So, the main character wanted to clean her conscience, so she was like, "I'm gonna tell her everything, and whatever." And everyone else who were friends was like,
"That's selfish."
Yeah. But she didn't see. She's like, "I'm cleaning my plate," and so yeah, this whole scene where she goes and says, "Hey, I know you may not know this, but like, I'm with your man now." And I feel so bad that we had sex while he was dating you.
Bitch, fuck you, liar.
I mean, and that's...
You just want to be able to sleep at night.
And other girls just like, does this entertain you? Are you glad you came here and told me this? And made me
like, we're already done. Like, what good is that doing?
What am I going to do with this information now?
Literally. Oh, my God. No, yeah. And, like, that's, like, a whole fucking topic of just, like, learning to decipher when somebody's apologizing because they genuinely are sorry or because they literally can't sleep at night and they need to clear their conscience.
But what makes me not trust this dude, which kind of changes the whole blocking thing. If he was like, if you were being honest with yourself and the case about not talking about social media because you and your partner have an alternative lifestyle you may not be open about, all you have to do is someone message you, say, this is the reason.
Communicate that. Yeah. So many things are solved easily by just communicating. And, like, it's, like, so many movies like that where, like, the problem could be easily solved if, like, the main character just, like, said something.
That's,
like, the biggest, like, plot hole in so many movies that, oh, my God. Anyway.
That was a bane in my existence.
Me, too. It pisses me off because I'm, like, are you fucking serious? Like, they literally could have just talked. All right. So, someone else said, girl, I was swiping through Tinder and my worst. Yeah, go ahead.
Girl, I was swiping through Tinder and my worst nightmare happened. I saw my friend's boyfriend on there, so I obviously told her. But then her boyfriend managed to convince her that was old profile he forgot to delete when they got together and that he doesn't even have the app downloaded. And she believed him, so I just looked like the asshole. It is awkward when I see him now, but I know he's lying. He just has that sneaky, smug, asshole vibe. But there's nothing I can do, unfortunately.
I am dead. I just, like... you take it to another direction, and that's cool. That's cool, but girl. I like her. I like her. I like that vibe. So, I feel like these stories could be connected, basically. Where it's just, you know...
Yo, you know...
Imagine...
Yo, what's wild about that? I've seen this scenario happen too many times in so many scenarios.
No.
Because the thing is, like, what I've learned is sometimes when you're so deep in the thick of things, because you're, like, if you're in a relationship, you've been there, and you kind of need it to work, like, whether it's financially,
living situation.
You will look at a green light and say it's blue because you need it to be blue. And
yeah, I've seen that's called survival.
Yeah. So really, when you're just like, "Oh man, his old profile," and he's like, "Oh, she's like,"
and she believed him. Would you believe him?
If you
would you? Do you believe this fella? Do you think he's lying? I think he's fucking lying.
I mean, if he wanted a better excuse, he might as well say someone is using his profile to make a fake account or something. That would be a better excuse to say, not an old profile.
No, I think I would believe more the old profile. Really? Like, really hacked? Somebody fucking hacked you?
Now, you know how easy, yo, man, it's really easy for someone to just take your profile picture and just make an account.
That's true. That happens all the time. But I think they do that more with, like, really, like, sexy, good-looking people. And if it's just, like, some random fucking man, I'm not buying it. Like, somebody used your profile picture.
He could
pictures.
Be sexy and good-looking. Did she send pictures?
Like, influencers and, like, her man's, like, fucking, like, beautiful. But if it's, like, some fucking random dude with, like, ugly shoes and ugly hair.
Oh, man. Not the shoes and the hair.
Nobody's stealing his fucking pictures.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Unless, yeah. I don't know, man.
No, I'm right. Like always.
Like always.
Just kidding. But okay, so I did some research because I had heard some things that supposedly Tinder deletes your shit if it's inactive for a certain amount of time.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I think that's true, but let me like actually look into it before I'm like on here fucking spreading false information, you know?
Fake news.
So basically what I figured out is that apps, they push active accounts because they want like the success rate to be higher.
Yeah.
So if they're pushing accounts that are inactive, less success rates. Therefore, nobody's going to go on your fucking app. That's not beneficial for your business. Whatever, you know? So it's harder to come across these inactive accounts, but it's not impossible. But when it would be possible is if it's you have swiped through all the fucking possible fucking people that are active. So that means you're fucking swiping. Like, ridiculously.
Your notes are wild. I'll let you know your notes you have written down. It's wild.
I'm just like, yeah, I have to take notes just to remind myself because it was like a lot.
It's fucking wild.
What's wild?
Check their battery usage.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there yet. Okay. So then I have some advice that, you know, it could be beneficial. It could be a little bit toxic. I came across it on toxic TikTok.
How do I find that?
It's an algorithm. It'll find you if you're toxic. Found me. I guess I'm toxic.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm just kidding. One of these things I found on the article, one of these was from toxic TikTok.
Gotcha.
The first one.
I believe
it's like saying basically if someone's been in a relationship for 5 years, there's no way that inactive account would be popping up, right? So what you could do is if you have your person's password, you check their battery usage and like their like storage or whatever, like wherever you check the battery usage. If it's taking up a significant amount of battery, they're using it. They're fucking lying if they said they just forgot to cancel their account. Because usually what they like to say is like, I deleted the app, but I forgot to cancel the account. That's the common excuse. Everybody, look out. Check the battery usage. If they don't use it, it should be zero. The fuck? So then, another thing you could do is go to their, I almost ripped, their app, like little icon thingy, and click it, and you can check on their, like, the recently downloaded apps, and it'll tell you when they downloaded the app.
You can tell she only has used an iPhone in the last 4 years.
This is an iPhone thing, and many people don't know this, unless...
No, I'm saying, people have things outside of iPhones. So what if there's someone's out here wants to catch their man cheating with an Android device?
I'm so sorry.
Stay Android. Getting cheated on. Yeah. We can't help you.
Get an iPhone. I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. But yeah, these tips are solely for iPhone users. Yeah.
We can't help you Android people.
I'm so sorry. There has to be a way. Like an Android helpline. I am so sorry.
Here's the advice. If you have an Android, date someone with an iPhone so then you can make sure if they're cheating or not.
Yes, exactly. And if you have an Android, get an iPhone. I'm just kidding. I don't want to piss off people. But anyway, somebody else.
If you're trying to cheat, get an Android.
Literally. Tell me why one time I was dating this guy and he was like,
I'm thinking about getting the Android. I was like,
no, you're not.
Oh no.
You think when? And I was like, you know, the fuck? I'm just gonna send a message and just never know if it delivers.
Absolutely.
Red flag.
that is the point.
If he has an Android, red flag. Okay? Moving on.
Oh no. Ash, somebody are you the type to wave someone's phone in front of her face trying to unlock it? Be like
while they're sleeping? With the hand, like the freaking ID. Yes. Actually, I just got a new laptop, and that's my favorite feature, is that instead of typing in my password, I could just do my finger. It's so fucking awesome. Hello, technology. All right. So someone else, this dude said, so it was probably 8 years ago. I had a Tinder and matched with this girl. We exchanged messages back and forth. She wanted to meet up, but only at night. So I said I could pick her up and go to Starbucks. No prior pictures were exchanged or conversations on the phone.
Go back. I could pick her up and go, why are they going to Starbucks?
Because some people want to just meet for coffee versus getting drinks or dinner because it's shorter. I've heard that before. Because it's like, you know.
every coffee date I've ever had, it's been a sad.
Really?
I just
don't. Aw, my boyfriend, the first time we hung out, he was like, "Wanna get coffee or drink?" I was like, "We can get a drink." What the fuck?
I mean, that's, if someone says coffee, I'm like, "Oh, this ain't going nowhere."
Yeah, and he's like, not even a coffee drinker. Aww. He was just trying to like be nice, and I was like, "Boy, I love to drink. Let's go get a motherfucking drink."
But yeah, so sorry. it was like at night, so I was like, "Go at to Starbucks." Night.
Maybe what? They're trying to make it like still like the nighttime date vibe, but.
Or maybe he was like, I don't want her to think I'm trying to fuck, even though I'm trying to fuck. So I'm gonna say, let's go get coffee.
But she only wanted to meet up at night. Okay, so then he said, so I said I could pick her up and go to Starbucks. No prior pictures were exchanged or conversations on the phone, strictly based on pics from Tinder. Mm-hmm. So she sends me her address. I drive out there and her house looks like a crack house. It's sketch as fuck. She comes out, gets in my car. First thing she says, I knew right away, it's a dude. I looked for an Adam's apple. It's there. I look at the wrist. Huge. Heck no. I was so shocked. I didn't know what to do, but obviously play it off. I drove to Starbucks, which was closed. I dropped her ass off, and she says she wants to suck my dot, dot, dot. I'm like, that's really nice of you, but no, I'm good. Leave. Shocked. Never spoke to her or him or whatever again.
First, I want to say before going into the story, there's some lace transphobic language in here.
Yeah, I know. I felt that too. Yeah, but I was like, I just want
to highlight that we are very aware of this. We're reading verbatim.
The him or her, whatever.
What they were saying.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, but like, I get it too at the same time. And also, I want to point out, I have an Adam's apple.
Yep. Confirmed.
Adam's apple check. I mean, I could get how it could be scary as like probably a straight guy, but yeah. I mean, luckily, like there was no violent outcome. Yeah, blah blah blah.
Once he starts, well, I started reading the story, I was like, oh, please don't.
I know, but he went away with it. Luckily, Starbucks was closed. I don't know, and that's the thing with like the whole like trans issue is like it's like hard because like you have to ask. Do you ask? Is it okay to ask?
Well, I think I've had this conversation with several friends before about things. And I think it's, well, one is a kind of an issue with how standard dating rules are based around expectations of men or women and monogamous yeah. type things.
Yeah.
And in reality, a lot of relationships are based off whether or not someone have the sexual parts that they want to have like sex with type thing. So it doesn't really even matter because you can identify man, women, or they, them, or anything outside of that and have different sexual parts. But at the end of the day, that's what people are worried about. However, we don't have a dating society that tells you to be that open to be like, oh, this is a sexual part I prefer. Would you happen to have that? Because I felt like if those type of questions were just asked directly, yeah. then people can answer them.
But then there's people that are like turned off if that wasn't like the what you were born with. It's just a lot, and yeah. I don't know, like, it sucks. Like, I feel bad. Like, I love trans people. I support trans people, and I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah. like, I do want to, like, acknowledge that. Like, it's blatant, but I don't think it meant to come off as disrespectful from this person, just kind of from, like, a straight cis man dealing with it and being scared, you know?
Also, in this whole thing,
from somebody just being like, let me suck your dick.
I mean, but just reading this language, like, also in the case of this, like, even if someone is trans and they weren't even direct, the thing is, you can ask. And the thing is, like, also, there's cases where trans people feel like they don't want to say something because it's a risk of their life, because a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like a
trans
risky
people get
thing.
Murdered just for coming out as trans all yeah. the time.
But if you are anybody and you feel as though that you want to ask a question, the best thing you can do is ask, but also give comfort if you're not a piece of shit and say, hey, this just because of what my preference is, yada, 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 ask those questions. And then you have an honest, safe conversation.
Yeah.
And it's just because there's been more hostility towards certain groups of people versus not, which makes them not want to be honest about certain things up front, or even if it's not being honest, because there's a lot of assumptions that's happening here. I was reading it.
Yeah, it's like, do we really know?
Yeah, do you really
know? Could have just been somebody with an Adam's yeah. apple. Women do have Adam's apples. I do.
Also, there's a lot of other like problematic language attached here. Like, I drove up, it was a crack house. Then they got into the house, and then I saw Adam's apple, and I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. It must have been a door.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. What do you look like? What do you look like, sir? Actually, I don't want to say that. If this is like one of your homies, I don't want to say that. If this is one of your homies, what do you look like, sir?
No, I know the person. And, like, they're cool. Like, yeah, that's why I was, like, I don't, like, they're really fucking sweet. That's why I'm, like, no. I think it's, like, more of, like, a misinformation or, like, a ignorance type of thing.
Yeah.
Than, like, obviously, like, the fact that he, like, went and dropped her off back home and was just, like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, versus, like, a aggressive type of thing. Thank God, because, you gotta fucking be careful, people. Like, it's scary. It's really scary. You gotta be careful. You don't know, like, what if the person he met up with would have been, like, a fucking transphobe, like, abuser, you know?
Yeah, that's...
God, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
All right, so this one was from you.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Because you posted on your story as well for your followers to hit you up with their stories about dating apps.
So one story, separately, is like... So, went to hook up with a person... from Field, who was partnered, and her partner was there to watch, so I just went with it. That's one story.
I said, what's Field?
And I was like, Field's like an app for what's viewed as alternative lifestyles, such as polyamory, pansexualness, kinks. Definitely a lot of kinks people out there. But it's really people have different types of sexual exploration, and they could just find.
So this story seems very kink-centered, right?
By far. And as I inquired more information, so essentially on like Field, just to give more detail on Field, you can make a profile under a fake name. Oh. Because the thing is to hide your identity, because sometimes having alternative lifestyles.
That makes sense. Finds, yeah.
So if someone and like their partner were looking for someone to have a threesome with, which is what Field is used for a lot. So a lot of people's like, someone's
partner. Like to find a third or like threesome.
Find a third to make a threesome, or find another couple to like do couple thruple. Swapping, double, whatever. But the thing is, like, maybe whatever, they're not comfortable communicating that that's their lifestyle, so they make a Field account, and it could be for like two people or like one person. So a lot of times, someone would say, "Hey, I'm looking for someone to have sexual activity. I live a very busy lifestyle. My partner lives a busy lifestyle. I just want to be honest that I'm partnered, but I would like to meet up with someone separately. Yada 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 yada." And most of the times when you're in that case, you can, like, connect with someone and vibe and then go meet up. But usually it's, like, more clear-cut. There's usually less, like, small talk stuff happening there. Because you'd be very honest and be like, this is my expectations. Like, yo, want to have sex at this time. Let's meet up to make sure you're not crazy. Then go do the sexy time. In this case, from what the person told me, that they thought they showed up and it was just going to be, like, 101 at their house and the husband wouldn't be there. Then husband was there. And then husband didn't leave.
Was like, that's not cool either. No, right?
That is not cool.
Because that's non-consensual.
Yeah. And like the thing that's, again.
Anything is cool as long as there's consent, man. Like,
yeah.
You could do all the fucking shit you could think of as long as there's consent. Once there's no consent is when it's fucking weird.
Yeah. And that's what's giving poly people a bad name. Could poly be doing bullshit like that.
Ugh, that sucks.
It sucks. So he's like, yeah, I just
went. Because I think a lot of weirdos disguise their weirdo-ness as like poly or alternative lifestyleness. So it's like hard to decipher between the two when like the weirdos are like taking front stage, the fucking weirdos, because that's what people talk about, obviously. Yeah. That's what travels.
I mean, yeah. They're also the ones usually like searching heavy and usually being like the great communicators. Oh yeah. They wanna get your comfort. So they're always like trying to talk and like do stuff. So I felt really bad about that. But that was one of the stories, which is
damn, so they showed up and the partner was there. To watch. Sipping so coffee, huh? There was, what is that what called? Cuckolding. And he was there, or she was there, whoever, the partner there.
That is cuckolding.
But they went through with it.
Went through with it.
And I hope it wasn't like just because it was like they felt forced.
I mean, I think this particular person was like,
I
came here for sex. Sex is happening.
Okay, good.
Whether you're watching or not.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
But it definitely was not like a follow up type thing.
Yeah.
After that. I was like,
I wonder if that's like a kink where it's like, you know, like the voyeurism, but like where they don't know that you're watching type thing.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like that type thing.
Yeah, I definitely imagine. Yeah, I definitely thought about that. Because there's definitely voyeurism when you people are watching, and there's definitely kings where people just want to watch type thing.
But there has to be more of like a consensual thing where it's like a role playing thing. Yeah. Where you're like, I like to pretend like people don't know that I'm watching.
Yeah, you know? No, completely. You have to communicate that into certain instances. Like, I mean, like they go into king play, but like, yeah. Like it, those situations, you have to be like very explicit. Like, hey,
it sounds like that was a forceful way of doing this.
Yeah, by far. Situation. No, that's a problematic way to do it.
Like, that's what they like to do. And they were just like, they'll show up and if they don't want to, they'll just leave. But it's like some people have social anxiety and they have trouble standing up for themselves. Like, you can't just do that.
Yeah, there's like all types of things.
There. Yeah. Ooh. All right, next one. Moving on.
A little bit lighter of a wild story.
I like this one.
Oh, man, I met with a guy on a first date. He brought his corgis. All four exclamation mark. Of which were dressed up in costumes, names, dressed up as B, Princess, Alligator, Hot Dog. She didn't type that, but I know she said that when she
in her head. Yes. And first of all, shout out the corgis. I fucking love them. First of all, I would be so excited if someone brought their puppies. But then
you wanna know
I would be like, all right, that's weird.
The first thing I thought in my mind when I read this was like, that man's sex game is whack. If you got to bring all the dogs.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I kind of agree. I think we're getting somewhere. Like my first initial reaction, because if I see corgis in costumes, I'm not going to like be overrun by the weirdness of it. I'm going to be like overrun by the cuteness of it.
Yeah.
You know, which is smart on a fucking weirdo's part.
Yeah. But that just means like you ain't got things to stand on your own. That you got to bring these dogs.
Which brings me to another red flag in like bios and shit like that. Dudes that make their fucking shit all about the dog. Like, I'm a dog dad. Like, this is my son. I love my dog. Yeah. Like, your whole personality is your fucking dog, bro.
And
I think you're fucking lying.
I feel bad about all the girls out there getting finessed by dudes.
Dogs.
With dogs.
With dogs.
And, dogs and tea. Dogs.
Dogs with dogs.
Dudes with dogs, but dudes also being like, I drink tea. I feel so bad about those girls getting finesse. Oh, he drinks tea. He made me tea. He didn't make me drink. He made me tea. Like,
he's playing you.
He's playing you. Girl,
he just bought that
you.
Tea.
He just bought that tea.
He bought yogi tea.
That man studied your profile, figured out what tea you like, and bought that
he
tea.
He said, this bitch does yoga, and she likes tea. I'm going to buy some yogi tea. Yeah, so red flag, freaking people that just make their whole personality their dogs, because I hope you have more personality than that.
They don't.
So
if you brought all five corgis with costumes, that is your personality.
Yeah. Do you have time for anything? You have four kids. That's a lot, which is a whole nother story.
Truly time.
All right. So somebody else. So crazy thing, I meet this guy on Tinder. He was really consistent, which I loved. It started with FaceTime 24/7 and always talking.
Yo, quick question. So if a person, if you were talking to someone just digitally and you wanted to FaceTime with them and they were just like, I'm just not used to FaceTime. I can't do FaceTime. Would you be weirded out by that?
Like if you wanted to FaceTime and they said, I'm not used to it, that's weird.
Yeah. Would that be weird? Like if you met someone through like a digital thing and like.
Okay, no, I don't think it's weird. I think I don't like to FaceTime because I'm fucking shy. I said I have social anxiety.
I don't like the FaceTime. I don't like the video
me
chat at
either.
All.
I mean, I love it now. Like with my boyfriend, we FaceTime all the time. Like with my friends now, like with like April and Alexa, shout out Nightshade Collective. Like if we're ever doing anything and we have to like talk, it's like, I'll FaceTime you guys. I'm going to Home Depot. Let's see if these things work. Like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I love FaceTiming with people that I'm comfortable FaceTiming with. Yeah. A stranger? No.
Yeah. I never knew when the transition happened to where it was expected that if you met someone through an app or digitally, they like want to like just video, like wait beyond.
Maybe it's like a pandemic thing.
I mean, definitely was a pandemic thing, but the first time it ever happened to me, someone mentioned, like, oh, you want to FaceTime or, because that's what the whole Snapchat, oh, this video chat, Snapchat type stuff. And I was I'm sending you pictures of me doing stuff. Just like weird. Just like, what am I don't know you. What am I going to talk to you over a video chat for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get wanting to FaceTime.
Yeah.
If you're like a extrovert. I get it.
Sorry, that just sounded wild to me. To talk to someone 24/7. I was like, y'all ain't got nothing.
Well, they clearly were both fucking extroverts. Because for me, I'm not really comfortable with FaceTiming somebody I've never hung out with before. Yeah. Or even after one time I hang out. Two times. Like, it takes me a minute. I'm a Virgo. I need time. I need fucking time. My astrology people can agree. I know.
And I'm Aquarius. I ain't got time for nothing.
He ain't got time. Never. He don't want to. No time. And my face looks like an egg. Some angles. And I'm just like, I don't want them to see me like that.
Oh, eggy face.
Oh. Insecurity. So anyway, it started with FaceTime 24/7 and always talking. The day we met up was a bit nerve-wracking. He ended up getting us a hotel, connected on deeper level, had some great sex. I just couldn't let that go. And here we are, a year and a half later, are still dating.
Aww.
I love that. I love good.
This is some sim shit. Okay.
I love some sim shit. This is Simping at the Dark. Yes. I love to end on those notes always. But... gotta point out, FaceTiming, I get it. Because I've had people that were, like, weirded out, people that didn't want to FaceTime. But it's hard. Not everyone's into that. It's very, like, extroverted type of personality thing. I don't know. Like, it's not for me, especially if I don't know you. Yo, I gotta fucking know you.
Yo, the wildest thing, speaking of FaceTime video chat. Yeah, during quarantine, like, last year, I just remember going through, like, so, like, looking at profiles of just, like, hey... definitely can't meet up with you during a pandemic, but maybe we can like FaceTime and video chat for all over the quarantine. And then maybe when the quarantine ends, we can meet each other. I was like, you out your fucking mind.
And it sucks because that's a reasonable thing to do, but it just doesn't sit well with everyone. I wouldn't do it.
Out your fucking mind.
But it makes sense. It does make sense.
There's people who haven't called their mother in months. What makes you think they're going to FaceTime you during a whole year of pandemic until y'all finally meet?
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it, though. Because, like, people, like, it's like if you're trying to get past the catfishing situation. Because why talk to somebody without even knowing what they... imagine just going back and forth online without video for months. And then
I know, but I'm saying
at least FaceTime, you get past that.
But I guess my mind is just like, if you're trying to build this, I just cannot imagine building such a bond with someone over like 6 months, FaceTiming and talking all the time, just to wait 6 months just to physically like see them, just when I have never, because so many things can change. Because,
yeah, do you think it can change? Like meeting, like talking FaceTime and then in person, like there's something that will just turn you off completely.
Yeah, because someone can, like, people change when they can have their controlled space all the time. That's why certain people are really good at talking over apps, but really bad at talking in person.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
Sure. I know for me, I'm definitely a person. You get more of me meeting in person versus over an app, because I just don't like small talk, and I hate having conversations that don't mean anything.
I agree. And, no, I'm 100% the same, like, small talk, kill me. Like, I don't want to do it. I'd rather. And, like, I think that's my problem on, like, why I like to just get drunk with people, because it forces me to come out of my shell.
Yeah.
And, like, same. That's honestly how I get to know people. And, like, that's how I know when people are for me. Like, when I meet girls and we just get drunk together and have a good time, I'm like, I fucking like you. And then, like, we just hang out. And I'm like, we end up being friends for fucking ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people are good being sober and just being social one-on-one.
Just raw dog in life.
There's raw dog life. That's wild.
That is wild. Wow.
I aspire to raw dog life one day.
I know I will never raw dog life.
One day. I just saw this tweet. This girl was like, damn, I like just went to therapy and finally got officially diagnosed for ADHD. And they gave me freaking medication. I got freaking so much work done in 3 hours. And I can't believe I've just been raw dogging life. I memorized that tweet. And I wish I could remember who said it so I could credit them. Because on Simping After Dark, I talk about tweets.
Yeah.
I would credit her. But I feel like there's so many similar sentiments, you know? And I agree.
Oh, man. Quick thing. I would not turn into a long tangent. Yeah. I've definitely met people through, like, dating apps. And they're just like, let's meet up. And they're just like, well, I don't drink. We're completely sober. And I'm just like,
bye.
I'm just used to meeting people in the environment of bars, just getting a drink.
So meeting up for like coffee dates, and then I'm just so used. I'm just like, I don't, what do we even talk about here?
So are you
like,
willing to meet up with people that are sober?
I mean, I have.
You have?
No, I have.
Like, you don't think it would interrupt like your lifestyle or be like a problem?
Well, not for these cases, just because of.
Because you're trying to just fuck.
No, yes. This is exclusively about fucking. And okay. It's communicated. Like, it's a thing. But the thing is, like, for me, how I am when it comes to, like, if we're just talking, we're just talking. Like, if we're vibing and doing some friendly stuff, is whatever. But there has to be, like, a switch over to, like, where I'm, like, clear this is where we're going.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't initiate, like, clearly this is where we're going and we're just meandering, talking. I'll just vibe and talk. And just over coffee, I'm just like, oh, we're just hanging out. And I'm just like, okay. I'm just not picking
up. Wait, even if you met them on a dating app?
Yeah, because
like they're not like flirty forward enough or what?
No, it's clear over text, but people change how they behave in real life. Like a lot of people talk like a lot of hot shit over text. Then when you meet them in person, it's like, oh.
Ooh, that's the awkwardest shit.
And then like just because like I'm like a taller like builder like person also being a male, like I don't want to come off as being like aggressive. So like I want to like have a conversation. So if you don't seem like this is still the thing you want to do, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that's one of my red flags is people that are overly sexual too early on in the interactions.
Yeah. Oh no.
I'm traumatized.
Oh no.
One time.
Yeah.
So like I used to like work with someone. It was like a coworker. You know how like at work there's always like a cute person, whatever. It's like even if they're the ugliest person, they're like the cutest person there. Am I tripping? Okay. Fuck you. I'm not really saying they're ugly, but like it's kind of just like an entertainment thing, like finding the cutest person in the environment if you have to be there all the time.
Yeah, no.
Right?
I know.
Okay, thank you.
I know that.
Okay, so it was like one of those things. And like he was cute, whatever. But I had a boyfriend at the time. So then he like ended up hitting me up like years later. He didn't work there anymore. And I always thought he was cute, but like I'm not like a fucking cheater. So I never said anything. So he hit me up.
Good for
he's
you.
Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I thought you were cute. And I was like, yeah, you're cute too. But like, I had a boyfriend, like, you know? And he's like, oh my God, he thought I was cute too. I can't believe it. Now I'm just thinking back to all the times. And like, I just would stare at you. And like, now I just wish I could just like kiss your body up and down and like lick you everywhere, every inch of your body. I was like, oh, what the fuck, bro? Oh my fucking God. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, why would you take it that far? This was going so well. And he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push you away. I just, like, have no game. And I, like, don't get bitches. So I just really wanted to let you know. Like, and I was just like, oh, my God. He's like, can we just hang out and, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, we could just, like, go see, like, a view, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't think I wrote back. Ghosted. Of course I did. I'm a ghoster. I ghosted him. Which brings me... Brings me to another fucking problem I have with dating apps with like a, with a friend that hit me up about her story talking about her experience with dating apps and why she's like done with them is because she matched with this dude and he was like, we should just go see a view. She's like, what you want to do? He was like, we should just go see a view like sunset, like somewhere like, you know, remote. She's like, why in the motherfuck would you think I'm gonna meet up with you, a strange man? At a remote location
To be murdered
at sunset, cliff.
Yeah,
bitch.
Have you seen Mulholland Drive?
I actually haven't, and it's on my watch list, but all I'm right. excited to watch it. But yeah, so she was just like, what the hell? I think she wrote back and she was like, I'm not an easy date like that, but okay. And I don't know what happened after that, but I was cracking up because, like, you got to be so out of touch as a man to, like, try to get a girl to a remote location the first time you ever hung out with her. What's wrong with you?
I mean, going back to what I said, that's why, because I had to become aware of, like, how I can be presented. I'm just like, I don't want there to be any assumptions or concerns.
That's just like, not, you're tall.
Yeah. I just, in general, like, built certain way. I'm just like, don't want you to feel like I...
Yeah, like a freaking smaller woman or just a woman in general. Just because, like, men are stronger in general. Like, they are going to want to meet up at a public place somewhere where, like, if shit goes wrong, like, they have an out.
Or like, yeah, but even these cases, these seem like cases where people are just meeting up in dates to possibly date each other. And if you're in a space where like you're communicating, like this is definitely just to hook up, then you definitely like there's a safe space for like women. Like, yeah, yes, I want to fuck you. However, I want to make sure you're not crazy.
Somewhere so, not fucking desolate.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think just sometimes it's more to do
the with Starbucks. I get it now. I get it now.
Yes. So I think more of it is just like, yeah, sometimes men don't know these things. So when they like say like, let's go see the sunset at a like cliff. In their head, they're like, oh, so romantic. In the woman's head, they're like, oh, hell no, he's trying to murder me. Like, what? It's such a disconnect. It's a disconnect. Yeah. That's basically what it is. Yes, that's all it is. All right.
Also, to the Starbucks comment, you think that Starbucks was inside of a Ralph's?
What? There is Starbucks inside of Ralph's, right? Yeah. And like Albertsons, all those stores.
Yeah, the grocery store.
Don't go to those. Like, go to regular Starbucks at least with like a patio.
Yeah, think about someone taking someone to a Starbucks inside of a grocery store.
I just wouldn't go inside.
Like, what?
I would drive away.
Keep going. You'd be like, hey, I'm looking for the Starbucks.
It's like Starbucks to the left, and it's like Albertsons. I'm like, no, hell no. And I just would drive away. Drive away.
Ash, the ghost of Christmas past.
Hey, that's me. So, okay, this is the last one. So this guy said, shortly before my bro got married, I was hitting up girls to get a vibe and go out. I got passed on by one girl. After the engagement party, we all hung out at a father-in-law's spot for extended family. Guess who was there? So I was like, what do you mean passed on? Basically, they matched and then she disappeared from his matches. Mm-hmm. So either she unmatched him or blocked him. But anyway, he ended up running into her. He was like, she's familiar.
But was she the wife?
No, she wasn't. It was but imagine seeing someone that you match with and then they unmatch you and you run into them in real life at a party, like a mutual's party. Awkward.
That's happened before.
The house? Yeah. And that's what I feel with social,
Ellie's small. Ellie's small.
Yes, everything in general is a small world. Like, I've heard too many stories about people matching with people they went to fucking, like, elementary school with or high school with. The only way I could consider a dating app these days is if I move to a completely different city. Like, if you're doing a Tinder dating app in, like, your hometown, why?
Because you're trying to hook up with someone while you're...
Someone you went to second grade with?
Yeah, while you're there temporarily.
No, you live there.
Oh, you're talking about the people who live... Yeah,
people that, like, live in their town and never left and...
I don't know. Maybe you want to secretly hook up and you don't want the townspeople to see outside.
And that, I can get the like... The
townspeople.
I don't know if the townspeople. I can get the intriguingness of it. I know that's not a word.
I know, like, it's like a curiosity because, like, sometimes...
Yeah, curiosity of it.
Yeah, how did people turn out? I get that all the time.
It's intriguing, right? That's... Basically,
all the people I was attracted to in elementary school are now ugly. It was a horrible.
It's weird. It's definitely something you want to look into because it's like, what do they look like? But
that was so great.
Actually, wanting to date them? No.
I got made fun of in elementary school all the time for having a weird face.
For having a weird face?
Having a weird face.
That's mean.
Yeah. And then I got older. Looking, I'm vibing.
Did you actually have a weird face?
I still think I have a weird face.
You don't have a weird face. I think I could picture you, like your baby face and it's just shrunken. It's just like a cute little baby face.
No, I feel like definitely for people like cheekbones or have like whatever. I feel like definitely back. Yeah, just earlier on, that was not like super pop. I feel like softer faces or just particular faces. I didn't have like a jawline at all back then. So
you just like freaking like, what is that one Squidward when he's like all like. Chiseled Squidward. Handsome Squidward, like as a baby.
I just remember having like, why your feet so weird?
Oh, kids are rude. Well, I hope you beat all of them up.
Yeah. Yo, that reminded me though about the whole meeting someone. One time in Silver Lake, I won't say the person's name, but in Silver Lake, I was with a homie who is actively unfilled or has been actively unfilled in the past. I won't say now. The filled up. Anyway, so we were just getting a drink, like me, him, and another person, and there was like a party at this bar. I won't say what the party is, just in case someone goes there and knows the bar. But he was like, I think that's one of the girls I hooked up with on Field, who he knew was like partnered at the time. So then he got up and she was like, oh, this is so and so. He was like, oh, hey. Then he said, hey. And he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the husband that was there at like at the party next door.
Oh,
like,
no.
And I was like, was it awkward? He's like, oh, no. Nah. I mean, like, they said they opened or whatever. And I was like, oh, well, gotta keep it pushing.
It's like, as long as you're honest, like, shit will run smooth. That's the problem. It's not everyone is honest. So we just got through all the stories that were submitted by people on Instagram that I asked about their experiences with dating apps, basically.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to talk about bios and stuff to avoid, but we kind of covered that already. Let me see if there's anything I didn't. Oh, alpha male. Alpha male. Alpha versus beta. That whole fucking deal. Avoid men like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they refer to women as females, if they flash their money or try too hard to seem fucking rich.
All these females. You know how females be, man.
Oh, yes, exactly. I think I talked about overly sexual immediately after you start talking. If they ask for a pic, as soon as you start talking, like, send me a pic. Even, cause, like, it's thing? Like, yes, because it's weird because, like, you don't know if they mean, like, a nude or not. And, like, they probably... do, but they want to see what you send, but they're not being specific enough on purpose. That way they could deny it if you call them out.
Like being vague, but
yeah, like send me a pic.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing, dudes.
Dudes do that, and it's like, I feel weird. Like, I just met you. I'm not sending you a pic, okay?
I guess I'm less paranoid. I don't know. I guess I'm less paranoid. I'm just like, I'll see what you look like when I see you in person.
No, it's because when dudes ask, like, oh, let me see a pic, it's usually because they mean a nude. They want to see what they could get away with.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. And then what we talked about was...
gaslighting playbook.
Mm. Exactly. Okay. It's more of like teetering the sneaky lines. Mm. Yeah. And then asking to meet up at deserted locations.
Step up.
Okay. So now we got to talk about your experiences with dating apps.
Okay.
In general, how do you feel about them?
Oh, that's fun.
They're fun? You feel like they serve their purpose?
Oh, I mean, dating apps are weird, as we've talked about. I think particularly for me, I just know I'm a particular person, so like the type of people I connect with varies. A lot of time, at least for like Tinder, when I was using that, unfortunately, I was definitely the type of person who would just swipe while driving in traffic to, like, pass time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No attention.
It's just the thing is driving.
So it was more of, like, a physical thing.
It's definitely just because, like, I knew I wasn't actively looking for a relationship. But I was
so
looking,
you don't care.
I care less than, like, some human cases. And I'd be explicit about that when I'm talking to people. So usually it'd be at the beginning part of when I moved to LA, it was a lot of like me having extended conversations with people for like periods of time. I can talk about a couple stories through these apps. Like, I think like when I first, I got a couple of different stories about Tinder, like quick ones.
Tell us.
I have one story where on Tinder, I matched a girl and then like we were supposed to meet up. And then like, instead of like meeting up somewhere, I was just like, okay, I just moved here, so a bunch of friends, music friends, like, always invite me to events. So just, yo, going to this event with the homies, blah, 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 if you want to come, yada, yada, yada. And then, like, she just, like, drove, like, straight to, like, my house to, like, meet up with me, like, in the homies or whatever. And then, like, but, like, all her stuff, I guess, that she lived with was just in her car. And she was just like, oh, I'm moving recently and all this other stuff. And then, I was like, I didn't think about it like that because, like, I was, like, a Los Angeles, like, fresh fish. I don't know, like, all these expectations or whatever. But anyway, even during that night, she ended up like bonding with the homie more. So I was like, y'all should hook
just
up.
Let it be.
I pretty much just let it be. And then they had like a whole thing. And then later I found out like, she was like homeless for a period of time or like whatever. Cause he started like fucking with her or whatever. And I was like, well, glad I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
I found that. That was one of the first early Tinder.
That could happen.
Yeah, it happened. There's other story. Actually, no, I can't talk about that.
What was the one you were telling me about before we started recording? With that girl that had like a list.
Oh yeah, that was from Hinge. So like, on Hinge, I met this person, and we were talking, and it was like cool. And then during it, the person was like, oh yeah, just want to let you know, I started seeing someone. That's what I started seeing someone. I was like, cool. And then me being me, I was like, did you want to do something that was casual between us while seeing this person? Because, like, that's your business, not mine.
Yeah.
And she was like, actually didn't respond for, like, a week. And then she randomly came back and was like, I'm down for this. And I was just like, okay. She's on the bullshit. And I was like, I'm down for the bullshit. Whatever.
The fuck shit.
And she's just like, okay, cool. Well, this is, like, my number, whatever. So I text it. And she's like, so just to be explicit, like, what does casual mean? Like, does it mean, like, we're fuck buddies? Does it mean we're friends with benefits? Does it mean we're casually getting
coffee? What's the difference between fuck buddies and friends with benefits?
That's what I told her. She's like, well, fuck buddies, like, the primary thing is fucking. And then she's like, friends with benefits, like, you're friends, but you also can fuck. Is
a little more intimate.
Yeah, and this person was, like, 4 or 5 years older than me or whatever. Okay. So, like, and I met women who are older than me, and they're just, like, very direct. So I was like, okay, cool. They understand what they want. I'm good at just doing what someone says when, like, they say what they want. And she's like, okay, well, because this is casual, you wouldn't mind if I'm very direct with some questions. Yeah, and then she was just, like, gave me, like, a list of, like, 10 questions. It was just like, so when's the last time you had a sexual partner? How many sexual partners have right now? What's your dick size? What's your preferred time for, like, sex? Have any kinks? So how the story went and kind of how it got kind of bizarre is, like, so, like, I was like, cool. I answered all her questions, and then I asked my own question. It was, like, pretty direct. And she was like, well, let's meet up. We met up at a bar. Very low-key, very direct. And then...
What? What happened? This was after you answered all her questions, right?
Huh?
This was after you answered all her questions?
Yeah, this was after we met up in person.
So you answered all her questions.
Answer her question. I guess the thing is, like... So, so essentially, post-meeting at the bar, I'll just stay vague about it. It was more than she expected when we end up, like, doing whatever. And then, like, she just became, like, very obsessed about that specific, like, those specific, like, things. And, like, would leave me, like, voice notes. Like, very, like, detailed, aggressive voice notes on things.
About? You can't specify?
About my dick size.
Oh, my God.
And I was just, like, cool. And at first, like, it was, like, kind of humorous, whatever. But it was, like, compulsive. Like, very, like... aggressive, like, detailed things.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever. And then, like, the thing I kept communicating is the fact is, like, I wasn't particularly trying to find a relationship because he's older than me. So I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, after, like, the second time, it was leading to, like, the third time. And she's just on some, like, well, just let you know that, like, for me, if I keep having sex with someone, I just become, like, very emotionally, like, attached. And I just, like,
oh, my God. And now you gonna tell me.
And then I was just like, well, as I stated before, that's not what I'm particularly looking for now, but I understand that. But I also like you as
But
like
you a, made that clear already.
Yeah. But I'm just a nice person. So I was just like over explaining. I was like, yo, because I like you, I still like think you're a nice person. And then like, because we were supposed to meet up for like a third time. And I was like, but I don't think we need to hook up again because it's clearly that we have different expectations.
Yeah.
And she.
Yeah, not going to help the situation.
She left me a voicemail that was just like, hey, first of all, I want this dick, and don't play with me. If you play with me, do not cut me off the legs. We can be friends, or we can not fucking be friends, and yada, yada, yada. But what you won't do is play with me.
Damn.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is a bit aggressive. This is a bit aggressive. I was like, this is going to red flag territory.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, obviously for her, she's like, I want the dick. And you're like, I told you what it's not and what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, you're very demanding. So, obviously, like, you're probably still going to want to, like, meet up.
Yeah.
Which is going to violate her once. But that's her fault at that point.
Yeah. And the thing
you were clear. That's not your fault. Clear.
But what I've learned, even when you're clear, sometimes you have to make the decision to, like, pump the brakes and like.
Oh yeah, if you don't want to deal with the craziness, because you never know how fucking crazy they're gonna be.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, going back to what we were talking about earlier, while hinting at when someone would just tell you whatever you want to hear to get their foot in the door.
Yeah.
It just kept becoming things where like they would tell me whatever I wanted to hear, but oh no, I don't care about that. It's okay. Blah blah blah. And then once they got in there, be like, I have all these expectations now.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I think a lot of times people try to go into something believing, like they truly believe that they want one thing, but you know, whatever is the nature of who you are is gonna fucking hop out. at the end of the day. You can't deny it. Okay. If you are a habitual monogamist,
you know what?
Yeah, this is going to happen.
You know, what really sucked about this whole thing, it had nothing even to like do with the sex aspect of it. It was just because like she was just very funny and had a phenomenal like voice, like a talking voice. And I just loved talking to her because she was just funny. And now, like, literally, I was just like, yo, we don't have to have sex anymore. It's cool.
But she wanted to see
she was like, she was like, absolutely, absolutely not. She was like, yeah, absolutely
it's
not.
It's pretty clear what she wanted.
Absolutely not, sir.
Damn. Yeah. And some people have trouble.
Because literally, I was like, I don't know how the. I asked my friends, like, how do I handle.
Yeah. Because it's one thing to set boundaries, like, for other people in your life, but setting boundaries for yourself and like actually putting the foot down and like being loyal to what you said you were going to do to yourself is different. It's a little bit easier to let yourself down than it is to let down or like change what you said for other people, I think.
Yeah.
So
it was definitely a learning lesson about one, dealing with people through apps, two, dealing with like expectations, but also three, like making the decisions for yourself to set those boundaries, even if they're not setting it and they like say other things. So, yeah.
Just people in general, because you just never fucking know. So doesn't matter what app it is, just be careful and just be loyal to your own boundaries and know what you want.
Sometimes Hinge can be off the hinge.
Yes, that's a good one. Hinge probably doesn't want to sponsor that, but maybe Tinder.
Maybe Tinder. Bumble? Yeah, that was wild. It came out of Hinge. Hinge is supposed to be the place where people are coming to like find lifelong partners.
But they're off the hinge.
But man.
Be careful, everyone.
Be careful out here. And when people are being super direct, just know. Anyway.
All right. Well, that is almost about a wrap for this episode. Thank you so much, Young Student Loans, for coming through. I know last time you came on, you had mentioned that you were going to drop a project for the summer.
Yeah.
It is about that time. What's going on?
It's about that time. New album by Young Student Loans, King of the Low Key, coming out August 2021, which is next month. I'm super excited about it. Super excited about all the production stuff, all the stories to tell.
King of the Low Key. I remember you mentioned there were some summer bops on there. So
yes, lots of summer bops. A lot of things that take you back through quarantine.
Yes, we all want to remember quarantine.
We all want to remember the quarantine.
We all been through it at least, all right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we need some songs to remind us and reminisce. It's good to, like, go back to these things. I just want to give a shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark every week. I just got back here, so every week starting today and next week for the rest of season 4. I'm so excited to be back. Go listen to the Father's Day episode. Go listen to seasons 1 through 3. If you are new here, thank you so much to all the new listeners. Thank you, Young Student Loans, for being here again. And then real quick, go follow Nightshade Collective on Instagram to see what I have been up to, why I have been on a hiatus. We're working on Amigas, which is a Spanish telenovela parody. It's fucking funny. I'm so excited. Go listen to the words of Alex Rogers and the Wild 7 podcast if you are a fan of this podcast. Anything you gotta say?
I had a great time. Thank you always, Wild 7 Studios. Thank you, Sipping After Dark. Thank you, Ash. All the vibes, Young Student Loans, here to support, here forever. Always got you, girl.
Yes. Good times always.
Good times.
And we'll see you next time. Bye.